Hello, everyone. Ron and David here, coming to you from our website, astrologynewsreport.com.
Now we look at the upcoming planetary patterns and predictions. What's in store in the heavens for December 15th to December 22nd and beyond?
Tuesday, December 17th, will be the full moon. This month, it's at 1 degree Gemini. This marks the culmination of the energy of the Hindu lunar month Margashiras, named for the nakshatra of the full moon Migrashira. The lunar sign Migrashira is considered something of a bohemian, good for engaging in lighthearted activities, having fun, indulging in pleasures, and so on. So it's appropriate for the holiday season.
On Friday, December 20th, Mercury will change signs. Mercury leaves Scorpio and proceeds into Sagittarius. This change breaks up the Paryavatna Yoga between Mars and Mercury, since by leaving Mars's sign Scorpio, Mercury will no longer be exchanging signs with Mars. Mercury in Sagittarius is the planet of the intellect in the sign of belief. This is somewhat problematic for Mercury, since Sagittarius is an egoic sign attached to its own version of the truth, and not so disposed to an even-handed observation of facts that Mercury is so very fond of.
While Mercury is transiting in Sagittarius, it will form another Paryavatna Yoga, this time with Jupiter, the ruler of Sagittarius. Jupiter has been transiting in Mercury's sign Gemini since last summer. The two planets will not only be in each other's signs, but will also be opposite to each other in the zodiac, a combination called mutual aspect. Mercury and Jupiter will therefore be in a strong sambandha, i.e. a compelling relationship, which binds together the significations of the two planets for the next 3 weeks.
Mercury and its sign Gemini are all about data and information. Jupiter and its sign Sagittarius are all about philosophies and beliefs. Over the next few weeks, we will see a mixing of beliefs and facts. There will be problems stemming from data and facts being opposite, i.e. in conflict with philosophies, religion, dogma, and personal truth. My data versus your dogma, or my dogma got run over by your data. Jupiter is also increase, so we can get an overestimation of the facts.
Right. All right. So Venus goes retrograde on Saturday, December 21st, at 4 degrees Capricorn. Once a year, for approximately 40 days, Venus appears to go backwards in the zodiac. A planet is retrograde when it is at its closest to the Earth, and therefore bright in the heavens, and therefore strong for effects. But, although strong, since the planet is backwards in the zodiac, it is not behaving normally. You can see Venus in the western sky after sunset, where it will appear like the light of an approaching airplane. A retrograde planet is, in effect, retracing its steps in the zodiac, and this means we go through familiar ground that was already covered in the recent past. The planet of love and romance, finances and values, advisors and diplomacy, begins going backwards in the sky, this time while in the practical, material, hard-working Earth sign, Capricorn. Venus and Saturn are in a Paryavatna Yoga, meaning that they are in each other's signs. Venus in Saturn's sign, Saturn is in Venus's sign, Libra. Saturn is the reality check planet. Saturn is also restrictive. So we have a pattern of Venus, the pleasure principle, the planet of love, the planet of finance and value, the planet of agreement, being influenced by the cautious reality check planet Saturn. And now, to top it all off, Venus will start going backwards, i.e., holding back the expression of Venus even further. Agreements will take longer to reach. Romances will undergo re-examination. And advice and counsel is suspect.
We are already in the holiday season, and Venus changes direction just before Christmas. Venus is the planet of aesthetics and value. When it is retrograde, Venus manifests as more uncertainty about aesthetics and worth. Venus is simultaneously in the practical sign Capricorn. This puts a different tilt on gift-giving this year, but it need not be a bad thing. For instance, we could use this energy pattern to give gifts which are of a much more practical, useful nature. Food, tools, bedding, outdoor gear, etc. Things which are used on a daily basis and not just put up on a shelf to be looked at or away in the back of a closet to be forgotten. But let's not forget that astrological patterns are constantly in flux. Because Venus goes retrograde when only a few degrees into Capricorn, it will back out of that sign after a couple of weeks. On January 6th, it will spend the rest of its retrograde period in the fire sign Sagittarius. And Venus will become combust the sun as well. Venus doesn't like being so close to the sun. Also, retrograde Jupiter, the lord of Sagittarius, will be opposite Venus in Gemini. Mars will be squaring Venus from its position in Virgo, and Saturn will be sending a special third house aspect to Venus from its position in Libra. Conditions for and expression of Venus's significations get quite complicated. Basically, Venus is going to get a workout in January, and of course, we will have more to say about that in the coming weeks.
For sure. Okay, by the end of the week, Mars and Uranus are less than a couple of degrees of being exactly opposite to each other. Since Mars is fast action and can be violent and destructive, and Uranus is the planet of freedom and surprise events, this planetary combination sets up an energy pattern for everything from rebellious actions to unexpected violence. The exact opposition is December 24th, so if something unexpected comes your way, be ready to jump aside.
Yes, indeed. The winter solstice will be coming this week on Saturday, December 21st. This marks the most southerly point of the sun's apparent travel relative to the celestial equator, which in the northern hemisphere will be the shortest day and the longest night. It is traditionally termed the first day of winter if you live north of the equator. In Vedic astrology, the time of the solstice is considered weak because something, in this case the sun, is changing direction. Therefore, the 3 days before and the 3 days after the solstice are considered unfavorable for starting anything of importance.
It's interesting that this year the solstice coincides with Venus going retrograde and is nearly simultaneous with Mercury changing signs. So, an altogether unstable weekend, astrologically speaking.
Yes, we shall see how it all works out and be reporting back to our audience next week.
Until then.